Well, tonight, it's lucky for you, it's indoors. 5 o'clock tonight, there will be a candidate forum. Lansing City Charter Commission candidate forum put on by the Lansing branch NAACP. Joining us now to talk about that is Natasha Atkinson. Natasha, welcome to your morning wake up.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you here. This is all the candidates sitting at a table, basically, talking about what they're into. Now, the public gets to ask questions, right?
Absolutely. And a little bit different than the other candidate forums, they won't be at the table. We'll be at the downtown Lansing Library, and they'll be on the stage in the auditorium, the beautiful auditorium at the downtown Lansing Library branch.
Oh, that's a nice venue. Wow, good.
Nice. Yeah.
So all the candidates showing up. I mean, you've invited everyone. I mean, how is everyone going to be there? Have you had some? No, can't make it. Who are we looking at?
For sure, we've had some that couldn't make it. 5 o'clock is a little bit of a difficult time, but we have about 19 participants.
Okay.
So we're excited quite a few. I mean, as you know, there's about 32 people running, so for 9 seats. So it's been quite complicated to try to figure out how to get everyone, but we did our best. We invited everyone, and we would have made it work if all 32 showed up, but we have 19, and we're feeling good about it.
Well, 19 is even going to be hard to juggle. How are you going to... is everyone have a certain amount of time to answer questions from the audience? I mean, how is all this going to work?
Well, we are going to give everyone definitely a time frame to respond, short introductions, and then we're just going to speed fire a few questions. Honestly, from the NAACP standpoint, this really is about access to the candidates for the public. So we're going to just really ask about 2 to 3 questions. And then open it up to both those that are in the audience at the library, but also for the first time on our behalf, we're going to be live streaming the candidate forum on our Facebook page. And our Facebook viewers will be able to ask questions as well.
Okay. We'll start at 5 o'clock tonight at the library downtown. This is on South Capitol Avenue. That's a beautiful auditorium there. And so the sound is going to be great. We have a microphone set up in the audience, people running around with handhelds. How's that? How are you going to do that?
Our NAACP branch represents the Tri-County area. And so we are so blessed to have a ton of wonderful members who have decided to volunteer their time on their Thursday night, and they will be collecting the questions and then reading them off. So
okay. You know, this is important stuff. And so if you can make it, I mean, you know, the end of your day, 5 o'clock, how long do you expect things to last?
Oh, we're shutting the library down, so we're going to be there till they close. That'll be about 8 p.m. So from 5 to 8, we'll be there giving everyone really an opportunity. And that's really what the NAACP is about, right? Equity and access and bringing voice to power or power to voices. So
whether it's infrastructure, whether it's crime, whether it's poverty, whatever, bring your questions open to the public. You just show up and you don't have to buy a seat or anything like that, correct?
Absolutely not. Definitely open to the public, open to our Facebook friends, it'll be open to anyone. So you don't even have to actually be a Facebook friend. You can just go on to the NAACP Lansing, just search that up in your Facebook, and you'll be able to see the live streaming and participate.
And I dare say, especially these days, you're going to have so many questions coming through Facebook. That might be hard to keep up with.
Well, we have, again, such a wide branch that we're able to have some of our branch members as moderators on the Facebook page and to also filter through and gather questions from there. I mean, obviously, not everyone's question is going to be able to be asked and answered, but the access to the candidates, the candidates are going to be bringing their literature. We will be posting their information on how to reach out to them. So please, if your question does not get answered or asked, please feel free to reach out to the candidates themselves and get that answer.
Lansing City Charter Commission candidates tonight, the forum. You've got 19 who will be there on that stage. About half, maybe? Mm-hmm. I'm not good with math, Natasha, so I'm just estimating. It's about half. All right, but are both sides of the aisle?
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is a nonpartisan race. I don't think that anyone has disclosed what their affiliation is. And it doesn't, to some degree, right?
Right.
But we've invited everyone. So whoever felt that it was important to be there will be there.
All right. And excuse my naivete, but is this the first time you've ever tried something like this?
Yes. But, our Lansing, our NAACP branch is actually turned 105 this year.
Wow.
Actually, this month, April 14th. And we are turning a new tide. I think we're seeing... we're seeing a revival, I think, and I'm proud to be a part of it. We're under new leadership for the first time in, I think, almost a decade. I can't actually give you an exact number, but it's been quite a while. So we have a brand new president for the first time in a really long time, Harold Pope. And we're just trying to do things a little bit differently. We've really took some time to talk to the community and figure out what the community needed. But I think also for us, it was important that we invited community members who generally do not have access to power, whose voices have been marginalized, to bring them into a space to really revive our democracy. I think we're in a point in our country, in our state, where some people are feeling disheartened with the system. And in part, we have to do our part. So we're hoping that this will revive and bring enthusiasm to this election and how important it is, right? Because our city charter really is how our city is run.
It right.
From stop signs and speed bumps to code enforcement to parking downtown, all of this is all inside of the city charter. And so we have an opportunity now, right, to make our city more livable, more viable for people, to increase access, to bring transparency to a system where we've seen over the last 5 years people calling for. And so I think it's important that we get to know who is going to be redoing this charter, opening up the charter, and what their plans are.
Who your contact is to city government, who your contact is to local government. We tend to forget that, don't you think, Natasha, is that, you know, I hate to use the word sexy, but the sexy part of politics is the big national campaigns, right, or even state campaigns, when local stuff is what impacts us more effectively every single day, and this is an opportunity to get close to that.
As political action chair for the Greater Lansing branch of the NAACP, I think that that's my goal, is to really build that connection for people to government. I think sometimes, especially when you've been marginalized, you look at government as something so far away and distant from your everyday life. But in reality, the government is a part of our everyday life. What our children learn in school, that we see it with the book bans, we're seeing, you know what I mean? And although that's kind of distant government, we just like I said, you know, code enforcement coming by and red tagging a house or giving you fines and fees or the pricing to park downtown or,
stop sign placement.
Offices are open, you know, so we see this even BWL fees. All of this is all wrapped up into our city charter. And so if you live in Lansing, I think we have a due diligence to really understand what their goal is, the nine that will be selected, what
That's
their
nice.
Goal is in opening up our charter. So
All right. The Lansing branch, NAACP, hosting this Lansing City Charter Commission candidate forum tonight. Starts at 5 o'clock. Can you show up just after 5 or even 5:30, 6 o'clock if you can't get out of work?
You show up whenever you need to. We're welcoming you there, and we're welcoming those who are unable to make it in person again on our Facebook page. We're super excited, and thank you for letting me speak to your audience.
You bet. Natasha Atkinson. All right. Have a marvelous time, and we'll chat again soon, okay?
Thanks.
See you, Natasha. On your morning wake-up, 1320 WILS.